الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا، أولئك لهم عذاب مهين. نسائت الله تبارك وتعالى says there are people who take ومن الناس من يتخذ لهو الحديث. لهو الحديث idle talk. But the tafsir of it, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes qasam, he says, by him, la ilaha illa hu, it refers to music. That those people who take music, and by that, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ, and they buy this لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ, this music, referring to singing girls, that is slave girls who sing very beautifully, and then they get involved in listening to music. لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and this misguides people from the path of Allah Ta'ala. And وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوَا, and they take it as an idle thing, a pastime. In Arabic language, music is referred to as malahi. That is, malahi literally means those things which make you unmindful. You don't think of what you are supposed to be thinking. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, these people will get a very disgraceful punishment. And that a person, so in this year, one very important principle, Allah Ta'ala, let us always observe this. Unfortunately, generally, we are unmindful of it. Whether it can be even the pious people, the learned people, we are unmindful of this. And that is, like each one of us in our own personal lives, family lives, business lives, our day-to-day lives, there are matters that we have to sort out. There are some challenges that come. There are some matters we have to decide how to do this, how to, all the details. Every one of us, we face this. So the way, and to say it very bluntly, may Allah Ta'ala guide us and take a lesson from it and not take the negative impression of it. But the one way is of the way of the kuffar and the way of the animals. And that is that we use our brains. We must use our brains, but we confine it to our brains. What we think, how must I, what is this problem? How can I sort it out? What must I do here? Together with that, we also use some historical events. This happened there, what did they do? This happened there, what did they do? Then also we think that if we do this, what will the people say? That keep the peace in the people. That is also a common thing, that everywhere keep the peace and harmony, that we must keep. Keep the unity amongst the people. That is the way. So this is the way of a person who hasn't got iman. The kuffar and the animals also think like that. But a mu'min, whenever, then Allah make us amongst them. And let us judge for ourselves, we ourselves, how far we are from this. That whenever we have to face, and all the time we are facing problems, matters, etc. So what we should be doing, a mu'min, that first he looks at Allah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mu'ashah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, explains this point so beautifully. He says a little child in the hands of his father, for example, amongst the ladies, in the hands of the mother, and you offer the child a sweet or something, then you'll notice commonly the child will look up to its father, that must I accept it or not. That is a very common thing. It's a stranger, he's giving me something, and the children, by nature they are like that, and they should be trained also like that, that immediately they look up to the father, the mother, that this person who is giving me the sweet or whatever, must I accept it or not. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that is the condition of a mu'min, that whenever anything comes to him, look up to Allah. That what does Allah say about this matter? Must I do this? How must I do it? That is a mu'min. And then in that process, where the people get, the whole world gets upset with you, no problem. If you want to please the whole world, and you just please Allah, you have made the most, the transaction of the greatest loss. If you lose Allah's muhabbat, and you gain all the people tell you, you did a wonderful thing. How you sorted out this matter, and how you amicably, and you made everyone happy, and all are so happy, and what a great thing you did. But you made Allah unhappy. Then you have lost out everything. And we look up to what is Allah's hukam. And that will come to us in more detail in the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And more detail and practical for us in the lives of our ulama and akabir. Those who are on that path of righteousness. Those who are on the path of ma'ana alayhi wa ashabi. Those who are on the path of al-i'tisam bil-kitab wa sunnah. Those who are on the path of taraktukum al-bayda. Have left you on a clear, straight path. So we follow, we see in their lives. So what did they do? So like that, we see as far as our whole life is concerned. And the life, our lives, culture of the people, presently, in the past 1,000 years ago, 2,000, 5,000 years ago, all the time presently, and going in the future also. People, how to spend our life, how to live our lives. We'll find great philosophers who are called great philosophers. They also have written. They use their brains. And according to their limited brains, which are very limited, they chalk out a plan that we should live our lives like this. If you go to the economists, people in economy, they got their principles. Live your life like this. You go to people of culture, they got their principles. Live your life like this. So that is the one way of living their life. And the other way is to see what does my Maker want from me. Who has made me. Who nourishes and sustains me. Who controls me. Who controls all the conditions around me. That He can make people happy with me. He can make people unhappy with me. To whom we are going to return. Our health is dependent on Him. Our finances are dependent on Him. Our happiness and sorrow and sadness is dependent on Him. Must I see what He says, or must I see what I think, and what the people think, and what historians wrote, and what politicians wrote, and what psychologists wrote? Must I see that, or must I see what Allah Ta'ala? So then the people went wrong. We can see how far they went wrong. There were those people who went so wrong that they took one complete extreme. And that extreme was of a life which was not practical at all. Perhaps their object was good, but it was a wrong way. They chose it. They wanted to do very good, but they chose their own mind and they reached a complete wrong direction. And thousands and millions of people have gone in the wrong direction. Like what particularly is referred to in this is called rohbaniyat. That is, a person divorces the dunya. He doesn't get married. He doesn't wash himself. He remains dirty. He doesn't change his clothes. Doesn't mix with people. He just lives like a hermit. Like the Christians, the nuns and the monks. Those people, how they live. So this was such a way which Allah Ta'ala also says clearly, you cannot maintain that way of life. That was not meant for you. And you can't maintain that. Consequently, we find that in the monasteries where they have devoted their lives for Allah, according to the Christian people, and everything they have done it only for Allah. They didn't get married, the monks. The nuns don't get married. But there you find them in the cupboard skeletons of babies. Because it was an unnatural way. Everyone, Allah has made a desire for a person. So Allah made nikah. And nikah, and nikahu min sunnati. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared it and gave it such a high status that nikah is of my sunnat. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. In one riwayat it comes with this, that a person who will turn away from the sunnah is not part of me. So these people who chose ruhbaniyat, and in any and all other things also, hard life, very hard life. That if we, and there are those who are genuine in that also, among the Christians who didn't commit all these gunas, but it's not a natural life. And they destroyed themselves. And when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by a person like this, who had devoted himself, ibadat, he exerted himself completely. He said, these are those people that amila, how much they've existed. Exerted, how much effort they have done. Nasiba, so much that sweat came on their forehead. In other words, they worked very hard in the ibadat of Allah. But in spite of that, tasla naran hamiya, they will be thrown headlong into the burning fire. So one huge portion of humanity went in that, not only in the monasteries, but many other things also made hard, very life very hard for them. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali has written, one such buzurg who did not follow according to sunnah, he also went into a life of ascetism, that of completely divorcing the dunya's life, nothing to do. For one time, his nafs desired to smell some sweet smelling thing, atar. So he said, I'll punish you. And he took his stool and he pushed it in his nose. He says, you want to smell itar? I will teach you a lesson. In other words, gone to that extreme. So his one murid who was there, he told him, Hazrat, this you have done in your sincerity, but now your wuzu is not correct. And this is najais and haram, napaki, that you pushed into your nose. He was a genuine buzurg. He reflected, he said, yes, I may have made a mistake here. Like that, many people, many things. So one is that extreme. And the other extreme on the other side, that completely just following the nafs. Whatever the nafs wants to do, nafs has a desire to look at woman. And how many people, good people, pious people, tajud guzar, also involved in it. And so much so, that how many learned people, ulama, and those who are imams, and those who are ustads in madrasas, mixing freely with woman. And now the stage has come that our good ulama, they come on TV, and they're having an interview with women, and they're sitting all next to one another. And they're giving the impression, that, so the public gets the impression, nothing wrong with this. That our big ulama are doing this. Talking with them, exchanging gifts, for example, whatever the occasion is, and freely talking. So the ulama, and in our towns also, our maktabs also, and just imagine that in the UK, just now, all the court cases are finished about 2 months ago. Two big ulama, muftis, and they happen to be from our village in India, both of them. And one has got a 15-year life sentence, and the other one a 7-year life sentence with regard to molesting girls. So just mixing like this, and in the girls' madrasas, this is very, very dangerous. All this mixing and talking with them. The imams talking freely with the ladies in the town. The ustads in the maktab. The mothers of the children, etc. And many other occasions. It's gone right out of limits. So this is very, very... So our nafs, when it takes over. So this thing become very, very dangerous then. So with that, the ulama have written one major thing that caused the downfall of the Islamic Khilafat, which was so strong before, was this music, where there are many other things also, where there is liquor also. They started drinking liquor, but the starting point is this music. And that is where they went wrong. So this had happened in the history of Islam, where the great, great Khulafa, great, great people, their children came, and they started taking to music, etc., and passing the night in music. So this is one thing which today we have to be worried about, because music has become so common, like photography. It has become so common that we feel we can't, it's everywhere. Photography, one friend told me, trying to justify photography, that if you go, for example, you're going by plane somewhere, You hardly entered the airport and you are under surveillance. Your cameras are on you. As you go, as you are checking in, you are under the camera. Wherever, so he says you can't stay away from it. So it doesn't mean it becomes permissible. If you can't stay away, there's no reason for it to become permissible. In fact, I explained to him also that this may be about 15, 20 years ago or more. In the UK, they explained that a person who just lives his normal life, doesn't go a lot out to other places, just goes to his masjid around the corner, he goes to the shop around the corner to buy things, 40 times a day he will be caught under the camera. They are watching you all the time. But that doesn't make it permissible. It's not what you are doing willingly or something. So by being under surveillance like this, doesn't make it permissible. The same thing with music today. We have become so accustomed to it. We have lost our desensitized. We have become that we don't even think of it. Music has become, we go to a supermarket, it's playing, but it's not even in our mind that I'm listening to it. Wherever we are, and it's a guna all the time. And also this, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained this masala very beautifully with regard to something else. Like for example, a person eats haram, but he's satisfied, it's certified halal and he trusts the people. And he accepts it as halal, but it is haram. And he's eating it. The guna he won't get, but the effect will definitely fall on him. By doing that, just like you are under surveillance of the cameras everywhere. You didn't take your photo, you didn't present, you're not making a selfie. They're taking your photo. But that effect will fall on you. If you are doing the act, this means they are doing it on you, you're not taking your own photo, etc. So food also, what we eat, if it is not halal, and we are satisfied genuinely that it is halal, so we won't get the guna, but the effect will take place. Music, we are not listening voluntarily, and we don't like it also. And if it becomes so, what's the right word? Immune to it, that we don't even think about it. It doesn't register that but it's around there. So that effect of it will fall on us, definitely. And the effects of music, one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, yumbitun nifaq. Nifaq grows in a person. In another one, ruqiyatu zina. It is a stepping stone of committing zina. Then whether you like it or not, the desire of zina will come in you. Whether you know it or not, hypocrisy will come in your heart. And today it has become so common with our children. The shoes they walk, and a musical sound comes out from there. And so we have become immune or desensitized to it, that good people, namazis, tahajjud guzari in the family, old lady, daddy, nani, dada, nana, they will say, oh, how cute. A walkie-talkie doll. And that walkie-talkie doll is talking, and in the talking there is some music also with that. And we all admiring the doll. So much we have. So these are gunas, not now, in the time of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, when he explained about photography, that to look at photos also is haram. And today who can save ourselves from it? So the people thought and said, that Maulana, now you're making Islam too hard. You are gone too extreme. So Maulana had to give a bayan, and bayans on that Islam is not at all. We have to come online. If we are not on track, then we think Islam is very difficult. So all these things which are not in our control, so to say, and we are getting involved in it. You're not going to walk blind. You're going to drive your car and you close your eyes. You can't drive like that. You will see the other passengers, somebody, there's a woman somewhere. Then there is a billboard somewhere. You will see all those things. So Allah has made it so practical. Allah kept the door of Tawbah and kept it very wide. And it's very, very wide, and it's open right till your last moments of your life. And it's open till Qiyamah. When the clear signs of Qiyamah come, till then Allah... So we can make Toba, and that is what we should do. So with this music also. And then another very serious matter with regard to this is that good people who are called themselves Ashiks of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are involved in all this, the Qawwali for example. And they all prove it from Quran jais. What Quran has come to make haram. Where, what a level we reach that we use that Quran to prove what the Quran has made haram, we use that Quran to make it jais. يُذِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. The Quran Sharif, if we don't make our islah and our ta'alluq and the mizaj of deen don't come, the more knowledge we gain of deen, of Quran, hadith, the more we will use it against Islam. The more finer points we will take out to use against Islam. Till we don't have an affinity and we don't build a ta'alluq with deen, with Allah Ta'ala, with Akhirah, we will use, more knowledge we gain, the more we will use it for the wrong things and the very opposite things. So many people who regard themselves as great ashiks of Rasul, whole night listening to Qawwali, and they feel that they are very pious, and almost the immediate effect of the butlan and the batil of it is that most of them don't make Fajr namaz. They will carry on with the Qawwali right till Fajr. And when Adhan of Fajr is about to go or it goes, then they go and sleep away. So if that was good, how could they miss the Fajr then? You can sleep your whole night, no tahajjud. You didn't make wuzu and sleep. In fact, you slept napak also. Before Fajr, you took your bath, you went and make your Fajr. You are much more superior than those people who spend the whole day, night in this malahi, in this ghaflat things. So there are those people. Then many other people also, Sima, they are great buzurgs also, who also feel that listening to all this music, when the subject matter of the poem, of the song, is all in the praises of Allah, His Rasul, it's permissible. But with all musical instruments, it is unanimously, all four mazhabs unanimously have declared it is haram. And the Quran, not just one ayat, many ayat and hadith are so many. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I have come to destroy musical items. All the things that make this musical tone. And for us today, in Quran Sharif recitation, you listen to it, and all these modern things, through YouTube and all, you go on there, you will find Quran reading with musical sounds coming from the back, in the background. And so sad that our buzurgs talks, people who put it onto this, and that company, they got music playing in the background. Right? That many of our buzurgs, real buzurgs, who regard it as totally haram, they take their little clips, and then from that company, there is music coming from the back. Sometimes there is some woman who also comes. The picture of a woman also just pops up. So we have to be very, very careful. And all these things definitely have an effect on a person. Allahu Akbar. So much so that the Quran Sharif says, with regard to the sounds that can have an effect on you, the most believing woman, do not put your feet. وَلَا يُضْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُعْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ. If they got what you call that jewelry which they wear on the legs, anklets. So the Quran says, don't put their foot hard down. Then that sound of that anklet will come. That sound, which is not the sound of the woman, that sound also, there is fitna in there. And that also, that's a haram act, that you walk in such a way that that anklet sounds come and you draw attention. That is not the woman making the sound, that is that anklet that's doing the sound. Then the voice of a woman, and whose voice? Azwaji Mutahharat. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. That when you speak, and you have to sometimes speak to the man, then for the azwaji mutahharat, Allah says, don't make your voice that it be sweet. And this, they say that's Rajamuttaharat. When we hate to speak, sometimes somebody came to the door, our time, the telephone, we should put our hand so that our voice is distorted, it is changed, it's not right. And very clearly, that speak like in a stern voice. Don't be harsh and rude. But and then again, Allahu Akbar. What does the Quran say? فَيَطَمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ. That person, and who are those persons? Who is فَيَطَمَعَ الَّذِي? The Sahaba. The Zawaji Mutahharat. They have been talking, if they have to talk to the Sahaba, that it's possible that in their heart, فَيَطَمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ. That person who has got a sickness in his heart, he will get some wrong ideas. So how important that the voice of a woman, she, and today, our girls are trained as secretaries, and when they speak sweet voices, and they speak nicely, where have we got, and I'm speaking of those of us who are a bit conscious, who we regard ourselves, we are in deen. The other people who are far from deen, it's right out of the question. It's right out of boundaries completely. So how serious this matter is. And it causes nifaq in the heart of a person. And hypocrisy is one of the worst gunas. Inna al-munafiqina fi ad-darki al-asfali min an-nar. In the lowest depth of Jahannam will the munafiqin be. And that is explained that they will be in iron coffins that have burned red hot. And they will be just lying there on their backs. They can't move also. Yeah, if a person has a pain, you have a pain in your hand, you hold it a bit, you press it, mentally you get some relief from it. They won't be able to do a thing whatsoever. As in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains that when the punishment will come, then the hands will be fastened. Usually use your hand. Somebody wants to hit you on your head, whatever you can do, you try and push your hand there. Sometimes you know your hand can't do anything. Person is coming with a big knife, a dagger. Your hand will get cut, but you use your hand. But yeah, they will be fastened. They won't be able to do a thing. And punishment will be coming from all four sides. So this is also one big guna, which Shaitan, he has used all the mazamir, all the musical instruments, and he's used women and their voices. And especially those women who sing, and their voices are very sweet. And man, Allah has made it, you just get inclined to it. And also we have to think, many of us, when we were young, we also were in music. We also used to use, and now, when you just hear that one line of that song, again your heart just, it pulls you. And how it pulls you that you can't control yourself. And you just go back until you don't make a proper hard effort. And to come out of it, you just get pulled in it again. And then we see also these people who are involved in this music. You'll see he's walking, or he's sitting in a car, or even he's driving. And you'll see he's shaking his head and that. He's got his earphones, you're not hearing anything. But he's carrying on in a different world. Stamping his feet and his fingers, what do you call this? Clicking his fingers. You're wondering, what's this person up to? He's doing all funny, funny things. It's all that music. How Shaitan, like a person who has taken drugs, a person who is under the influence of alcohol, how he carries on like a mad person, worse than an animal he carries on. Music is also like that. And this is also a thing, as we don't realize it is taking place also. And nasheed, and ashar, and qasida burda sharif, a woman is singing it with a sweet voice, and music in the background. Hey, where, what, how we have mixed. The worst mixture we can make, the worst adultery, man and woman commit terrible, very big guna, but adulterating our deen today. How terrible isn't that, that we are adulterating the deen of Allah, Quran with music, and ash'ar and qasidat of the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with music in there. And this is the real jadu that takes place. Jadu, when, for example, you got your TV and you are watching all filthy things on there. And on top of that, you got Ayatul Kursi. You got Asmaul Husna. This mixture of the two things, this is enough. You don't need anyone to make jadu on you. This jadu which will be on you, and it will be such a jadu that you won't even know that your jadu has been made. And you'll suffer the consequences in your health, in your family relations, in your finances. Everything you will suffer for in it when you are involved in that. So Allah, give us tawfiq to understand this terrible guna also, which is rampant, which is rife across the board. Nobody, like with photography, nobody can be saved from it. So Allah left the door of Tawbah and Istighfar open. Money we have to count. Coins there are. And the money notes we got. And many, many countries, both sides of the note, there are pictures. Whether even if it's an animal picture, all that. And you have to count money. And we see our buzurgs, how they were particular to avoiding it as much as possible. And whatever is left over, but we don't even think of Tawbah in Istighfar. We don't make any Tawbah that today, for example, how much we saw voters. And we didn't make Tawbah Istighfar. How much music we have heard. We don't even realize we have heard music. And we'll just make a joke about it. We are driving in the car next door. That person, loud, blaring, loud music. We'll just pass some remark about him. But Tawbah Istighfar, and we have heard it involuntarily. But the effect of it will come on us. It will definitely have an effect. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. This terrible guna of music, that also we become conscious of it. And we try and avoid it as much. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was so particular in the streets of Medina in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Imagine, music was playing. He took his fingers and he put it in his ear. And he asked his khadim after a while, and he went on the side streets. He asked, is that sound finished now? It's not reaching here. Then he took out his ears. So those who are concerned of the iman, this will be their attitude. And those that will not be concerned of the iman in akhirat, and they just want to do whatever they want to do, they say this is extremism. That this is now becoming too hard. And this is now, you are overdoing it. And you are losing it. In the qabr, all will find out who has lost it and who has gained. In this world, a person who is enjoying all the cold drinks with the amount of sugar that is in there, the gas which is in there, enjoying all his chocolates, etc., enjoying all the other things, when he becomes a diabetic, he will know what this has led to. And a person who was eating good, healthy food, and he will have old age, and still he will be healthy. He will know what is there. So where do as you wish to, and see the one road where it will lead you to. And do as you wish to, and see the other road where it will lead you. Yeah, in this dunya, if we come to our senses, Mubarak. But if we don't, and we reach the qabr, and then in the qabr, then there is no hope. Then it's a different matter now. When the punishment will start there of the malaika, hitting us from all sides, and the snakes and the scorpions, then we will see who was thinking he was very strict, and who was very hard, and who was it that was very complacent, and having a soft attitude, and a very mild attitude, and he entertained everyone. He kept the peace with everyone. We'll see that result in the qabr also. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand our life is not for the dunya. Our life is for akhirat. This is the test, and the results will be in the akhirat. Allah guide us to righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma.